Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Benny Hill's all-time favourite episode. We present A Wheezing Groaning Sound, the only podcast about Doctor Who in existence. My name is John Rain, and joining me are two men still scarred from the time they were both caught enjoying a dirty Wang Chiang. Yes, it's Paul Litchfield and Tom Neenan.
Hello!
So move like Jago. And oh, everybody get Lightfoot as we once again wade through the murky sewers of East London, try and save face and find out just who is behind these talons of Wen Chiang.
Ooh. Ooh.
But before we delve deeply into the pudding of Christmas.
Pudding of Christmas.
What was on telly this
week?
Well,
let me tell. Oh, look who's just come in. Bloody Darrow.
Oh, no.
He did. Sorry, he said earlier it's Christmas and he wants to sing a Christmas song.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Okay.
I told him to dress up nice because he's naked, because you know what
he's
doing.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Paul, you can do your song. I think it's 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, no.
Okay. No, just let him do it. Tom, don't laugh. You know it. You're supposed to go boo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, you can do it, Paul, but then you have to leave, all right?
No.
That's good. All right, go on then, do your song.
On the 12th day of Easter, my enemy gave to me 12 drummers refusing to play, 11 pipers actively avoiding music, 10 lords sat very still, 9 ladies chillaxing, 8 maids actively putting more milk inside cows. 7 swans are sinking. 6 geese completely egg-bound. 5 silver cubes. 4 mute birds. 3 Spanish pens. 2 dirty gloves. And a tree completely devoid of any bird activity.
Thank you, Paul. Woo! Thank you.
Boo!
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Wonderful.
Thanks,
lovely
Darrow.
Lovely bit of time in to do that.
Well, I've seen him in ages. It's nice that he came in to do something for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Merry Christmas. A Merry Christmas to everyone at home.
Yes. Yes. So, what was the question? What was on television?
What was on television?
I don't want to tell you what was on television. It's Saturday, the 26th of March, 1977.
Oh.
Yeah. Pregnancy began at 9 a.m. with Mr. Men.
Mr. It's Fussy again, is it?
Not Mr. Fussy this time. Mr. Dizzy and Mr. Greedy.
Ooh. Oh.
In Mr. Greedy, I seem to remember the book, has a diet at the end and he's all thin.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so he's no longer Mr. Greedy.
That's right. He's only
Mr. Men that literally gets schizophrenia, becomes something else.
Yeah.
Because the others stay as they are.
Yeah.
Angry's always Mr. Angry. Mr. Happy's
always strong.
Yeah. But Mr. Greedy becomes like Mr. Atkins diet at the end.
Well, he's got what would be considered a negative character type, whereas Mr. Happy, you wouldn't want him to be sad at the end.
I'd rather hang out with Greedy than Happy.
Really?
I hang out with Happy all the time, that rictus grin.
Tickle would be the worst, surely.
Oh, Tickle's literally in prison, isn't it? Tickle would be in prison.
If you read the Mr. Tickle book, replace tickling with shooting, it's about a mass shooter.
Right.
A spree killer. Yeah. It just goes around tickling everybody.
I mean,
Mr. Bump, you want to take Mr. Bump aside and going, things are right at home.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah. What's happening there?
What's going on, Bump?
Who's the one who's a star? I can't remember the one who's star-shaped.
Mr. Star?
Mr. Star, probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Snow. Some of them aren't even
just
like personalities.
Anything, yeah.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Like Mr. Likes Garlic.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Mr. Nosey. Mr. Nosey has a big nose.
Mr. Nosey. Yeah.
Mr. Bukkake.
Yeah.
Mr. Udigawa, you never see him.
You never see him.
No, in Neighbours.
But we got the deal sorted.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, you got to get the Udigawa deal sorted. Anyway, that was, so anyways, Mr. Dizzy and Mr. Greedy. Mm. After that was, at 9:15, Marine Boy.
Oh.
A cartoon series.
No memory of that.
Never heard of Marine Boy.
Marine Boy.
It was on after Roman holidays.
Yeah.
It must have been, yeah.
Aquamarine Marine Boy.
This sounds very dodgy now. Where's my Aquamarine Boy?
Oh no.
Ooh, tickle his gills. Etc. 10:25 was, oh God, here we go. It's a Norman Wisdom comedy.
Oh, which one?
It's a Stitch in Time. Ooh. It's the Grim Style! It's the Grim Style!
I used to love the Norman Wisdom film when I was little.
Fucking stop.
My favourite one's The Early Bird.
This is literally like when he's Pitkin.
Pitkin, yeah.
Norman Wisdom.
With Mr. Grimsdale, yeah.
Mr. Grimsdale. What I used to hate about Norman Wisdom films is he'd do all that, all that, and then he'd always crowbar in a, all I wanted to do was help the little people.
Yeah, there'd
always be that monologue of, I was just trying to be nice.
His song's always like, I'm just a clown.
Oh, his song's
don't love
like,
me.
Yeah, it's always like, and an orphan boy alone on the island. So stop it.
But big recommend for The Early Bird, though. It's very good.
No, do you know what? I don't mind.
There's a great documentary they did about Norman Wisdom's family. Did you see that in the 90s?
Yeah.
Where they just, it just seems awful having really old Norman Wisdom.
Yeah. But also, he's got physical ailments.
Yeah, you don't know
if he's doing a bit or not.
Home, playing pianos for everybody.
Mm.
Yeah, and you sort of wander around shopping centres and everyone's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Albania.
Massive there he was. Huge, wasn't
he? Yeah.
He was like their chaplain.
Mm.
And he tripped over when he got knighted, didn't he?
He did.
Did a little trip.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
the
that.
The sword went through his head.
Yeah. It's horrible, isn't it? Oh, no.
There's a sword in my brain. Yeah.
And he went, Michigan! As his primary brain functions started to shut down.
Blood just poured out of his nose.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Stitch in Time was Grandson, of course. Grandson. Bloody Grandson. 12:30 to 5:10.
So this must have been Easter then, with the film on in the morning.
26th of March.
Maybe it was an Easter holiday.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Then it was the Pink Panther film. Pink Panther show.
Oh, yeah.
He is a Rinky Dink Panther. It's as plain as your nose, of course. And then it was the news. Mm-hmm. And then once again at 6:30. This is part 5 now of Doctor Who. Talented Wen Cheng, there is a write-up for you, Tom.
Thank you.
Wen Cheng has recovered his lost time cabinet, and the Doctor hurries to track him down before he uses it and destroys the whole of London.
Whoa!
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Straight after that, it's Elvis. It's Roustabout. I'm a Roustabout. I like to Roustabout.
Because he's only got 5 months left to live at this point.
What?
Died in August.
But he hadn't filmed Roustabout that year, had he?
No.
He mustn't. This is when he's a young...
But I'm just saying, this is the year he carked it. So
I'm roused about and I'm roused about. Roused around the roundabout. I think a roustabout is a general helping hand at a circus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so he is the roustabout.
So he used to be like, scream if one of our fast.
Yeah, be all that.
Give way to the right. Oh, sorry, that's a roundabout.
No left turn after the A junction. Yeah, all that sort of stuff. So he's a roustabout.
Go and glue down the coconut so no one wins a prize.
Oh, prize.
And then he gets off with some nice lady.
You know they've done the ABBA thing, and you've seen it, haven't you? All in hologram.
Oh, you've seen ABBA Voyage.
Why have they not done this with Elvis?
They could do it
because
with
it would be amazing. Mm. I'd love to see his comeback. Mm.
Do they fly in it?
In hologram.
What?
Do they fly?
Do they fly?
Do they fly in ABBA Voyage?
If you give them real food, does it fall out their holographic bummer?
You'd like it because they do Eagle, but they do it with this beautiful animation. You like Eagle? It's your favourite.
I like Eagle.
Yeah.
I do like Eagle.
There you go.
Why don't they fly?
Can you run through them?
What do you mean, why don't they fly?
I thought they flew.
Because they're holograms. They should be able to do things.
The point is, it looks like a real gig. You don't go and watch a band so they'll fly.
Tom does. Well, Tom only goes. The only gig he's ever seen is Wings. Yeah. He's always disappointed.
And they do his favourite song, Banana.
Because they're holograms. You could, you know, they could like.
They could do flying.
I know, but the point is, it's like you're watching them live.
Yeah.
So if they suddenly started flying about,
live.
It'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Well, they'd be flying about live.
Here's my note. I'd say if I was directing Abba Voyage,
yeah.
famously hasn't made any money and is a big
huge
failure.
Flop.
Yeah. So they need my advice.
Yeah.
It would be, yeah, you have it like a normal gig, but then at the end,
yeah.
when everyone's like, oh, it's like a normal gig, then they fly.
Suddenly you all go down into a saxophone or something.
I mean, it does have bits like where the visuals change and stuff. Mm. Yeah. It is incredible. Like,
yeah,
it's the best
yeah.
thing I've ever seen.
But I'm surprised, you know, this is just at the moment it's Ababa that are doing it.
Mm. Well, oh, yeah.
I mean, get Elvis up there.
There's so many bands that like aren't around anymore you can do it with.
Shawaddy Waddy?
Yeah.
The Beatles.
In hologram form?
Yeah.
Oh, Blue Eyes himself?
The Beatles would work because you'd start off with their, you know, and their costumes change all the way through.
Mm.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they could,
I think
they could press their winkies and then their costumes change.
Yeah. Perfect. Anyway, we've only got less than an hour.
Sorry. Anyway, that was Pink Panther.
I like it.
Sorry, that was Roustabout. Anyway, after Roustabout was More of Dick Emery, a compilation show.
Oof,
dearie me.
You are awful because you're Dick Emery.
Oh, you are awful.
Full stop.
And then I walked away. There was nothing much of interest apart from then later on at 20 to 12, there was Saturday Night at the Mill.
Oh.
Yeah, with Norman Wisdom.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And I'm not sure how he put up with this shit, Omar Sharif.
Oh.
Omar Sharif looking at Norman Wisdom. What on earth are you doing?
Famously thumped Ian Dury, didn't he?
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, they got in a fight in a pub.
With his rhythm stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you wanted to find Omar in London, you just needed to go to the place that Sellers lived, the hotel, because that's where Omar used to stay, because it was right next to the casinos.
Oh, wow.
Because Omar was a massive casino fan.
The Omar bombing.
Yeah. Mm. Is that when he did a show and it didn't go well? The Omar bombing. On BBC Two, programmes started at 7:40 with Open University. Courses included the Suez Crisis, the Mines, Quantum Mechanics, and... System index modeling. I'm so sorry, Bert, but you can't have it. You can't have it every week.
It,
bone dry, that
no,
is, isn't it?
You can't have it every week.
Yeah.
Doris, spend more time with me.
Oh, but that's nice.
Yeah. Now get out. No, Bert, you had to ruin it, didn't you? After that was Rancho Notorious, Fritz Lang's offbeat western starring Marlene Dietrich.
Marlene
Dietrich, falling in love again. What am I to do? after that, 4:15 was Start the Clock.
Ooh.
Standby Studio and Start the Clock. And that's all the write-up is.
Oh, okay.
Standby Studio and Start the Clock.
God, they could make anything entertainment back then.
Yeah. After that was Look Stranger, which we've already had an episode of Look Stranger before. This is insane. Mr. Meek's Pipe Dream. Mm. Meek's, as in M-E-E-K-S.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Meek's Pipe Dream. The chance discovery of a clay pipe inspires Cheem Meek to start a new hobby.
Oh.
Stick it in every arsehole. Yeah.
Stick pipes up me bum bum.
Wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
After that was Horizon, The Mystery of King Arthur. King Arthur's Round Table has hung on the walls.
What?
Hung on the walls of Winchester Castle for 600 years. Has it? Hung? And then the next question is, did the knight sit there? No, it's on the fucking wall. The results of a 4-month scientific study provide surprising answers.
No.
What, they all sat on a wall?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? They sat on a wall?
The fucking Spider-Man, weren't
they? Yeah, sat on a wall. Come on. You don't sit on a wall. What stupid place to put a round table on a fucking wall?
On a wall.
Honestly. Just a stupid place to put a sword in it in a rock.
Yeah.
Think about it. That needs to go in a scabbard.
A lady in a lake?
Stupid place for a lady to live in it in a lake.
Yeah.
She'll get wet.
She should be in a van.
Yeah.
Lady in the van in the lake.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go.
I saw a sword in a stone today.
I want to write a story about a lady in a van. I'm not going
to tried to pull the sword out the stone today, but did me back in. sciatica. So I pulled a small dagger out of a pebble.
Would have been a very Alan thing to do.
Yeah.
After that was the good old days. Which you mentioned. Yes. All that. It would have been Arthur Askey with his weird chimpy arms. Everybody loves the comb. And it would have been stuff like that.
I watched
slightly disturbing.
Ghost Train the other day with Arthur Askey.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, he's really weird, long. He's got arms like Clyde, right?
He does, and he arches his back. He's like the nice wall, and he walks around.
It's a bit like a praying mantis.
Such a weird guy. Oh, and he's a nuisance. You just want him to fuck off.
Oh, he's a terrible nuisance.
Yeah.
Absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say he's worse than
smallpox.
Yeah. Worse than what's his name? The guy who we were just talking about. Just
Norm Wisdom.
Norm Wisdom. Oh, Norm Wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I like Norm Wisdom.
Who's the other one who always used to be obsessed about? Well, I'm a member of the Water Rat, you see.
Oh, who's used that?
I hate him. Anyway, sorry. Time is precious. After the Good Old Days was Network. Network. Another documentary. This is The Parson and His Flock. Mm. To sing or not to sing? This question was taken to court. Christ.
Not to, then.
Well, you were taken to court. Court went, fuck off. We're not even going
to
debate it.
I sincerely hope to see you all in court.
I was laughing all the way to the Leeds. And other things we remember.
Yeah.
If you see Sid, come on him.
After Network, a documentary about singing as God knows what in church, was international film Lancelot of the Lake. So they're theming it now after Horizon.
Oh, wow.
Also Lancelot of the Lake. He wasn't Lancelot of the Lake.
No.
Don't know where he's got that name from.
Stupid idea, yeah. Mind you. And then after that was The Lively Arts. The Lively Arts. Mstislav Rostropovich plays Schumer's cello concert under the watchful baton of Leonard Bernstein.
Oh.
Lovely evening of culture, that.
Yeah, very good. Won't be watching it, but I'm glad it's there.
Oh, I'm not watching that.
No.
Shit, but lovely,
like all culture on the BBC, it's nice to know it's there.
Lovely to have
you
some
pay
I'm
for that, Tom. So.
Yeah. You've got the film a concert that I'm never going to watch.
Not watching that shit. It's lovely to have it on, though, isn't it? Lovely to have it on. And after the Lively Arts was the World Table Tennis Championship final, China versus Korea, for the Swathling Cup.
I'm happy for
cup.
Them.
And that was your television entertainment. Oh.
But why?
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 Why? Why would you watch any of that? Because you could dig in.
Yeah. You could what?
You could dig in.
Right.
Dig in.
I meant. To part five of The Talents of Wen Chai-Han.
Hey.
Yes.
Because the doctor finds a dead copper outside an house.
Mm.
And then he goes in, and as you mentioned in the last episode, like, poor old Lightfoot's been knocked out again.
Again.
Lucky that the copper gets short shrift, but Lightfoot's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Brutal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being a bobby in those days.
But they reckon that old Mr. Sin,
he's
been hiding in the laundry basket.
Mm.
They call him the Peking Homunculus. They call him the Peking Homunculus.
Yeah. Love it.
Well, he also says at this point, Lightfoot asks him how he knew all this, and he says, elementary, my dear Lightfoot.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
He says, well, actually, yes, Sin is a Peking homunculus, a device which is partly organic, and it has a bit of a pig in it.
Episode 5 goes screechingly sci-fi.
Yeah.
Episodes 1 to 4.
It's like they suddenly realise.
It's now all about sigma beams and aliens, and it's all like alien, alien, alien now.
Yeah.
Like, oh. I mean, it works really well, I think.
He's from the year 5000 AD.
Mm. Yeah.
And delights in the carnage.
Mm.
And was responsible for the murder of the commissioner of the Icelandic Alliance, an event that nearly triggered World War VI.
So
we've
specific.
Been to the year 5000. Not much has changed, but we live underwater. And your great-great-granddaughter has the heart of a pig.
I love the way they bury the lead in that song. Mm. Not much has changed.
Yeah.
We live
changed.
Underwater.
We do live underwater.
That's quite a big deal.
Yeah.
Huge change, I think.
Yeah. So about that time.
How do you hang out your washing? Sorry.
This is him explaining.
Mm.
A scientist called Findecker.
Mm.
Yeah.
Discovered the Nexus particle.
That's right.
And the Sigma experiments he was doing, a crude and dangerous way to travel through time.
Yeah, the Sigma beam.
Yeah.
And so he realises that this cabinet here is probably what that is.
Probably. Mm. It's got to be in it.
Yeah. And if it's used by someone who doesn't understand Sigma beams, it could destroy the whole of London.
Mm. Which is probably going to happen.
Mm.
So meanwhile, Wen Chai-Han, as we mentioned in another episode, he's gone off with the cabinet.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, he's got it.
Laughing as he goes.
Oh.
Laughing all the way.
And you can't wait to open it up and have a go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, have a little play on Christmas Day with your toy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I'm like that when I get my DVDs out the cellophane on the train home. That's my, can't wait.
Dear. Or you get a video game when you're a kid and you just end up reading the back for ages because you can't wait to get home.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sometimes you can't get through those video game labels because they're quite thick. And you're like, get in there.
It's like when the old Xbox games, they used to put that silver foil over it. It was
really hard to pen off. You had to do it with a key, didn't you?
Yeah. Welcome to a new series of grumpy old men.
Lovely.
I'm Arthur Smith and I used to hate everything.
A curly whirly smaller.
Yeah.
Is it me or is everything getting bad?
Double deckers are single deckers now.
Quality street box, you just messed it. They're tiny.
You should be just swimming in quality street.
You used to be able to cook the turkey.
Quality dead end is what you should call it.
You couldn't fit a turkey sandwich in one.
So he's all excited to open his cabinet.
Yeah. But
and he says he can't wait to be alive and be free of his putrefying carcass. But there's one problem.
What?
They forgot to get the key.
It's in the bloody bag, isn't it?
Yeah.
Left the bloody bag.
The Death Squad didn't bring the bag. Oh, gold.
So he says, right, well, one of you left the key yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, what?
Sorry, what?
No, one of you have to take the tail of the scorpion, whatever it's called.
No, I was just thinking a fine, maybe, or something. A bit of community service.
I was thinking maybe just like a disciplinary of some sort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I have to keys off. Meanwhile, Jago has found the carpet bag.
Yeah.
And he remembers that the Doctor and Lightfoot are together, so he decides to go to Lightfoot's house.
I love this. He says, let's join forces and help the Doctor.
Yeah.
And he suggests some pernoctation.
Ooh.
Which is like sneaking around and snooping.
That's fun.
I looked it up. It's a proper Victorian word. Oh. Pernoctation.
Pernoctation.
Beautiful. Only Jago can say these lines.
What a beautiful wrangler of words old Robert Holmes was.
He was.
Fantastic.
Amazing to think his last written story was The Ultimate Foe, Part 1.
This is the rule. When you've done a good who, don't come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Scarper. Scarper. God bless.
So they go to the house. He leaves the bag and a note for the Doctor there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they go to the theatre together to watch for anyone who's going to try and get the bag. Mm. So the Doctor and Leela arrive. They find a clue about the Chinese laundry.
Mm-hmm.
In the basket that Sin came in.
Mm.
Yes.
So they go to the Chinese laundry and they find Chang there.
Mm.
Li Sen Chang's not dead?
He's not dead. He's dying.
Because he's lost the leg. Leg.
He's not in a good way.
And then it was like, ugh.
Yeah.
So this is the weird bit.
Very because odd.
He's basically decided to just overdose on opium.
Yeah, yeah.
So they go in to see him and he basically says, I know what's going on.
Mm.
I've followed someone who's horrible to me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you a quick clue before I die. He says, he touches the Doctor's shoe.
Mm. Mm.
Then he says, beware the eyes of the dragon.
Mm.
And then dies.
Oh.
Dies of an overdose.
Yeah.
Oh. And you get Perfect Day playing. But with a voice that we can't do.
No,
we
can't. Yeah, yeah.
Benny Hill sings it.
Yeah. Reminds me of that joke from Citizen Smith when he says, oh, he's looking for a flat. And they say, I've got a flat for you. It's really cheap. Mm. It's above a Chinese laundry and by a Chinese restaurant. And he says, great, where is it? It's China.
Nice.
Good stuff, isn't it?
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
John Sullivan there.
Yeah.
Gallop towards that joke. Through that doctor, joke as well.
The Doctor says, well, we appear to have left us a bit of a Chinese puzzle.
Mm.
Yeah. Come on, mate. I mean, that's a bit punny for a...
I'd go, and there's just no need for that.
Yeah, come on.
Bah.
I think we should have a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jago and Lightfoot, Jago and Lightfoot, they follow the Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
The Death Squad.
The Death Squad. Yeah. Thank you.
The Death Squad gang
to the Tong's headquarters.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they're spotted from the window by Wen. Who's is he calling himself? Wen Chiang at this point.
He is now.
He is,
yeah.
And so they're immediately captured. And he threatens to kill Jago, if Lightfoot doesn't tell him where the key to the time cabinet is.
Mm-hmm.
So the Doctor and Leela get back to Lightfoot's house. They find the note and the carpet bag with the key.
Mm. Yes.
And the Doctor describes it as a crystalline roundel.
Mm.
Amazing, he says it's a trionic lattice.
Trionic lattice.
Love it.
Which I like. It sounds like a nice little pie.
That I think it sounds like it's the new ice cream flavour.
Oh.
Trionic lattice.
It looks like a Fox's Glacier Mint, but massive, doesn't it?
It does. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. No, one of those Murray Mints.
A Murray Mint. A
giant Murray
Mint.
Yeah. Or the top of a lovely lovely pastry lid pie.
Oh, I like a pie.
Please.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow-up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
So Lila says, I think we should go and help Jago and Lightfoot.
Is that Lionel Blair? Oh,
too much pastry.
So she says, we should go and help them. And the doctor goes, no, we have to wait. Because they're going to come back here to find the key anyway.
Mm. Yeah, let them come to us. Follow them.
Yeah.
So he says, Lila says, we should search for weapons and set up an ambush. Meanwhile, Lightfoot and Jago are put into a locked room. and then Lightfoot goes, look at this old fellow. Look what I found. It's a dumb waiter. Jago goes, I'm not very peckish at the moment. What are you talking about, man?
Strange fellow.
He says, no, we can get in this and escape. This is brilliant.
I love all this.
They get in the dumb waiter and you even get this little They get out and they're not immediately captured.
So they go straight to the palace room, don't they?
Yeah,
by the way,
yeah.
What a set.
So good.
You can even go round it, which is so weird in Doctor Who. You just see a little bit with Mr. Singh goes around it, or Leela comes around the back of it.
Yeah.
The back of the dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a big old set marble floor, and the dragon looks really cool as well.
Really good. I remember that being on the cover of the VHS and being like, oh.
All the set pieces in this look funny. So I've looked amazing. Lightfoot's house looks great. All the sewer stuff looks brilliant. Theatre.
And there's location filming here, isn't there?
Yes.
Whopping load of.
When it still looked like that.
Yeah. Not Mars bars.
I make Mars bars.
I love it. So they got caught. They got locked up. They escaped and got caught again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So meanwhile, Leela is
Leela!
Getting her weapons ready.
Yeah.
She starts practicing hitting things like that.
That's
cricket. Cricket. And then she takes the golf club and she doesn't know what it is, so she thinks it might be a spear.
Like a javelin. Yeah,
javelin,
yeah.
Which is so lovely, the way she's sort of like playing with it.
Yeah. But,
and then she's grabbed by Wang Chiang.
Oh.
She's been hiding behind the curtains.
Oh, that was scary.
He's got ether, isn't he? Like on a handkerchief to try and knock her out.
And then as she's struggling, she turns around, pulls the mask off his face, and he looks like Warren Clark.
He looks like he's fallen off a motorbike.
Oh, he's got a melted face.
It looks like he's skidded on side.
Yeah. And there we go.
Meow.
It's a good reveal, isn't it? It's a proper
melty face.
Yeah, melty bum face.
So we start part six, and this is probably one of my favourite Tom moments of all time, I think. So he comes in after Leela's been made unconscious.
Yeah.
Wang Chiang, you're stuck in your tummy then.
That was me.
No, was that you?
It was my throat.
Your throat making that noise. Yeah. Independent.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Wang Chiang is sat at the table. Doctor comes in with a map, sits down, and says, I think we can go this way.
No,
looks
brilliant.
up and does an amazing double take. So he says, if Wang Chiang says, if you don't tell me where the key is, Mr. Sin's going to kill Leela.
Yeah.
But the doctor makes a deal with him.
There's a lovely sort of gleeful bit of parlaying between them all. And Tom, again, grinning throughout the whole thing. So brilliant.
And his deer stalker.
Yeah. So they all go to the house of the dragon.
Wang
Chiang, he says to them, doctor wants him to release Jago Lightfoot. And then he says, I'll give you the key. So they all go. They leave Leela behind at the doctor's insistence because he says he wants her to recover. But she follows anyway.
Of course she
does.
That's all she's been doing all the bloody story.
So at the tongs, the doctor realises that Chang's shoe clue was his tongue of his shoe, which was tong.
That's very... That's like 3-2-1.
Yeah. So where's Mr. Dusty bins.
Yeah. Just ridiculous. So you choose the shoe. Yeah. Now, of course, a shoe sounds a little bit, does it, like Gnu? Where do Gnus come from? Africa. Now, would you give your tongue to an African Gnu? No, you wouldn't. Tongue, of course, is sounds a bit like fun. And I tell you what isn't fun. It's Dusty Bin. You've won Dusty Bin. And we're going to insert it up your anus. You've won that. Stop it.
So Mr. Singh secretly climbs into the head of the dragon statue.
Oy.
With this laser.
He's got bloody laser eyes.
What a fun thing.
Ain't that fun?
Isn't that fun?
It's a lot of fun.
I'd want to posit one worse clue in television history.
Oh, go on.
Go on.
Which is in that episode of Jonathan Creek, where the lady is trapped, and she's trapped, but she can see an owl sanctuary, and so she takes off her tights and tears the knee on the tights to be tawny as an owl. Yeah, that's a genuine clue.
That I might strike you, Tom.
Well, what? We'd have to watch that on the Patreon then.
Yeah. Maybe we'll check that one out.
There's no who in that.
He won't have Colin Baker.
Torn knee.
There is another who related Jonathan Creek, though.
Oh, yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a Peter Davison one.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we can do that.
It's a two-parter.
Lovely.
So we find out that Wen Chiang's name is actually Magnus Greel.
Hey!
There's a curveball.
Yeah. What the hell?
Magnus Greel.
Magnus Greel. The doctor goes, oh, I know you. You're from the 51st century.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a war criminal who was responsible. You were the Butcher of Brisbane.
Butcher of Brisbane. Yeah.
I thought that was Tegan.
Yeah. Fucking rip my back.
I love how suddenly it takes a massive U-turn.
Yeah.
And goes mad sci-fi.
So Jagger and Lightfoot are brought out.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor says, well, actually, while we're at it, we might as well free those women as well.
Yeah. Might as well.
Leela murders a guard as well, doesn't she?
Yes.
On the way in. She stabs him behind the curtain.
So Greel's not having it.
Pardon the expression.
He wants Mr. Sin to kill them with the laser.
Yeah. Yes,
Mr. Sin loves it. Makes little oinky sound.
Yeah.
I think a Deep Roy, he has got a lot of work over the years, hasn't he?
And good for him.
Yeah.
He's great.
Because he ain't very good. but good on him.
I would say if you watch season 2 of Eastbound and Down, where he's in Mexico, Deep Roy's the sort of gangster in Mexican gang. He's so funny in it.
Gangster. Okay.
He's very scary in it. The X-Files as well. He's got a very scary man who sort of wheels himself around. That's very scary.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's all the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, and that terrible film.
Yeah.
dreadful film.
I don't think
I'll be watching the new one anyway.
I think the new one might be all right.
I don't really care. I just don't care.
He's Simon Pegg's mate in Star Trek.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Is that him? Is that him? Yeah.
Okay. And
he's got little crab stalk eyes.
Yeah.
I quite like that first one.
Great fun.
Great fun. I didn't like the others, but I like the first one.
I didn't mind bits of the second.
They're fun, aren't
By
they?
By the third film, I'm like, why is your big moment a motorcycle chase?
Yeah.
When you've got the Enterprise.
But that was with the second one as well. I was like, you can do anything. You've already established that you're a new universe with a blank canvas. Oh, we're going to do Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, they introduced that in the first one. Anyway, we're bringing Spock back and going parallel universe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're listening to
Star Trek podcast.
Yeah.
You're listening to Boldly
Go Forward.
The world's
only Star Trek podcast. So Greel is...
Hang on, there'd be new catchphrases for that, wouldn't it? Burn it!
Yeah.
We have to start establishing some new things.
Oh my god,
yeah. Endlessly talk about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, do that.
The first line in Coronation Street.
Which is
probably, oh, Betty, you hot shit.
I tell you what, stinks you, dear.
Imagine if
we all stink here.
They walk into El Dorado, the first thing, get off the plane, oh, it stinks.
First Brooks like, it stinks in here.
Yeah, this Mr. Strebut, he's a guy who's a minimalist. We have to talk about him a lot. He's got nothing.
Yeah.
Of course. So he starts firing the laser.
Yeah.
And then
he's like, ah, beware the eyes of the dragon.
Oh, no, that makes sense.
So the doctor gets shot with it.
He does.
And he passes out.
Yeah.
Look, he's only stand there, isn't he? Thank God.
So then the three men are put in a locked room. Mm-hmm. So the doctor...
Again.
Jago, Lightfoot, again. And the doctor just wakes up and says there's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. Which is a J. Milton Hayes poem.
Oh. Right.
Which is also in a John Lennon song.
Oh, really?
I knew that line from that song.
Oh.
Not lovely.
Yeah, and Nobody Told Me. So the doctor's recovered and he sets a trap.
You're a pixelated leprechaun. Yeah. That's my favourite.
Hanging's too good for you. All we are saying is give Jagger a life for a spin-off. For a series. So Leela, meanwhile, has got into the House of Dragon. Leela. But she's captured immediately and put into Greel's distillation machine.
Because she's a very spirited lady, according to Greel, and she'll give him proper
Give him all the juice. Yeah.
Oh, madam.
Oh, no.
Ken Dodd was never in Doctor Who. He should have been. Ken Dodd was in Doctor Who, for God's sake.
Yeah, so absolutely. He could have so been in it.
Wall could have played a weird alien.
That would have been fun, wouldn't it? Walking around all weird.
Yeah.
I don't like.
You would have had his head where his bum was for Max Wall to make it look really weird. Yeah.
So after getting the girls out of their trance,
yeah,
he makes a gas bomb.
Yeah, how did he do this again? I don't quite.
He kind of turns the gas on.
Yeah.
Right.
Lionel Blair.
Yeah. So he manages to gas loads of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ladies escape.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
So Greel turns on the machine, but the doctor grabs a hatchet and flings it at the machine. It's like a.
Such a shot.
Yeah.
Great shot. And so the machine breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Greel's
luckily
like,
Leela's fine instead of like. Melted like the fly. Or
yeah.
Comes out looking like Mel.
Yeah.
Greel says, kill them. Yeah. So Mr. Sin starts firing the laser willy nilly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but indiscriminately. Just enjoying killing, I think.
Yeah, he's loving the power of it.
Oh. Yeah.
So everybody like takes cover behind a bench.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the doctor tries to convince Greel to not use the cabinet because he reckons it'll cause a massive explosion or implosion.
Yeah, it's one of the two. Yeah.
So Jago goes, well, I'm going to create a distraction. And he stands up and goes, I say.
Lovely.
Very good.
But Leela.
Surely a fella.
Leela manages to find a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shoots the dragon's eyes.
Ah.
Brilliant.
And then she says, I never fired one of these before.
Mm.
When Lightfoot complains to her.
What I love is there are people who sometimes listen to this who haven't seen the episode. And I wonder what they think this looks like.
Yeah, it's not what you're thinking. Greel pulls a gun on Leela.
Yeah.
But the doctor throws him into his own machine.
Oh, no!
Which activates, and he crumbles into like a big pile of dust. And the doctor calls it cellular collapse.
Yeah.
Oh, cellular decay, yeah.
And I like the effect.
It's very good, isn't it?
You see his cloak and his head.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, isn't it?
Yeah, and it just flops down.
Flops, yeah.
And then the doctor says he was a foe from the future, which apparently this story was going to be called originally.
Foe from the future? Oh. I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Because that was a Linda Bellingham sitcom.
Yeah. Right? We wanted the McGanns. Yeah.
So Mr. Sin, meanwhile, he jumps onto Leela on her shoulders.
Yay!
Like she's taking it into the zoo.
That's fun.
But the doctor just grabs him and rips his spine out.
I love
flinging him around
like
a bag of potatoes.
It becomes like a Benny Hill skit.
It's so
one
funny.
Second he's real, the next second he's a big floppy.
It's very funny.
Just slamming it, yeah.
It's like any of those clips in the goodies where they fall and you can tell it's the dummy. So brilliant.
Always gets a laugh from the cut of sitting up. So that's the end of Mr. Sin. He's had his cortex ripped out.
Yeah, he rips out his little,
The thing I always think of is that, you know, in Limmy, when Limmy, have you seen the You Go Girls thing?
Yeah.
And he flies and then he falls and he's a dummy in that. Yeah, lovely stuff.
So then we hear the comforting sound of the Muffin Man.
Oh,
what I love is, especially in really good Doctor Who, is when the Doctor does that whole "we're off" and the people get to see the TARDIS depart.
Yeah.
I always love it when they get to see the TARDIS go,
and
just
also,
so they can be like, "What the shit?" But they don't. They just go,
"Yeah." They go, "Oh,
peculiar TARDIS."
Lightfoot thinks it's impossible, and Jago says he. It's a stunt even the great Lahin Chang would have appreciated.
Lovely.
And we then get a close-up of the poster that started the episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although I do maintain it would always be more fun if your characters who you love, who sort of, how can we ever repay you, Doctor? Mm. No, I don't do this for thanks. He gets in the TARDIS and goes, well, you can't all fit in there. He goes, oh, we'll be fine. And it takes off. Mm. And then the character just goes, fuck! And then it ends. I love that.
Horrible man.
I could never repay you, Doctor. You could suck me off.
Yeah.
Come on.
No one's looking. Yeah.
She won't.
You misery guts on there. Yeah. She doesn't even know what a knob is.
If I took it out, she'd bloody take a hammer to it.
No, I think you should go. And he's like, oh, it's a bit sour note to leave on, isn't it?
It is sour note. We should, do we need to score this?
Oh.
Finally, we get to score it.
Out of?
Oh, yeah, we've got to choose a thing. What are we going to choose it out of?
How 100 giant rats?
Yeah, why not?
100 giant rats,
I think the
not?
People...
Why
yeah.
not?
Okay, so, Tom, you were first, Tom. So...
It's going to be 96 for me.
Ooh.
I'm going to give it 96, I think.
So you're saying it's only 16 points better than... Keep for Trarkin.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. There's no logic, no rhyme, no reason.
Okay, Paul?
Oh, okay. 99.
Oh.
I take one off because it's a little bit uncomfortable with having a white person playing it.
Yeah.
But it's just perfect. Script's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful script. It's just what I want on Doctor Who. I love it. Six part, it feels like three or four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Sets are brilliant. Story's brilliant. Mm-hmm. The arc is brilliant. Everyone's brilliant in it. Jago's lines. It's a perfect Doctor Who.
Yep. I would say that I absolutely love the atmosphere of this. Mm-hmm. I love the Sherlock Holmes stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love the whole feel of it. Everyone in it is amazing. You get two amazing characters for the price of one.
Mm-hmm.
Tom's incredible in his Deerstalker. I'm going to give it 103.
Mm.
I was going to give it 110, but I'm going to take 7 off for the reason.
Are you allowed to go above 100? Is this in the rules?
I went minus. I'm going plus.
Yeah, tell you what, I can't argue with that.
298 might be one of the highest.
This is why I gave it such a high score. Because I want it to be the best.
Yeah.
So it's got to be up there now with City of Death and Pyramids of Mars.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Yeah.
It's all feeling beautiful.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful stuff. What did our faithful correspondents think of this?
Who gives a fuck?
What did Kate Adie have to say about it?
Yeah.
Oh, our lovely correspondees. Because annoying. I have it ready on my Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then when I go back to it, it refreshes and I have to.
It's almost like it's a badly run app by an idiot.
Fucking Elon Musk.
Oh, come on. Give him time. He's just feeling his feet.
He is.
Tyrone Mann says, one of the best, if not the best, stories with Tom. Way too young at the time, it aired to appreciate that what was actually going on, but really grew to love it once I was old enough to understand just what the hell was going on. 100 weird used soap on a rope things out of 100. Very Pete Lambert says, I think you have to look at Christopher Lee's Fu Manchu movie to see where this was at.
Mm-hmm.
Fu Manchu was as big as Sherlock Holmes for decades. Those films had primetime repeats on BBC One the year before Talons. Talon's twist is the real villain is a European pretending to be a god.
Yes.
Martin Barrett says, I know nothing about Doctor Who, but I do love this podcast. It's a joy.
Oh, that's Martin. Nice.
An extra Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Yes.
The Watcher 1963 says, the one that is the best one ever.
Hey.
Tom is on fine form. Louise's Leela is great. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A Robert Holmes script firing on all cylinders. Yes. A story that is so good it took 33 years for a brilliant spin-off for Jago and Lightfoot. I keep saying Jago.
There you go.
100 fake rats out of 100.
Hey.
Oh. Scoring Wii U. So you win this week. Watch your
well done.
DC said, anyone who complains about this one needs to have a word with themselves. Yeah, it's against modern sensibilities, but it's not racist. And no one can accuse John Bennett of sending it up or taking the piss. He was brilliant. 6 episodes of great TV. Even the rat's pretty good.
We like the rat. We like the rat.
Be more rat.
Yeah.
Be nice if it was filmed in the year of the rat as well. Just,
that'd be lovely.
Probably by then.
Glesku script.
What?
Glesku script.
Okay.
Says Weng Chiang was originally supposed to be the master, but the idea was dropped because producer Philip Hinchcliffe didn't want to go down that route.
Good.
Yeah. Mm. There are enough clues in the finished story to reveal it could have been him.
Yes, exactly.
That's kind of true, isn't it?
Yeah. Like a time agent
thing. So glad it wasn't.
Yeah.
Andy Taylor says, Leela's wet t-shirt competition entry, Doris! It's true, she has a wet t-shirt at one point.
Oh, no.
Disgusting. Yeah. I didn't notice.
No.
Mr. Jarhead said, Mrs. Gusset, tee-hee.
Yay! Nellie Gusset.
Tony Clark, if you stick a big old pin in the problematic stuff, this is an absolute friggin' classic. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's a classic that's 2 episodes too long.
No.
And the Magnus Greel stuff muddies the water, but still, great stuff. Can't beat Leela stabbing fools and fighting rats. And finally, Stephen McKinnon just says, giant rat.
That's what you need to say. What more could you want?
I think it's just... It's definitely up there as one of the best ever.
What a lovely way to finish 2023, boys.
Yeah.
I guess we should take this moment to thank you all for listening.
And also for those of you listening earlier, for your donating on Patreon. Yes. We really do appreciate that. It allows us to be here,
more
talking in
specials
person.
Will be on their way.
Yes, indeed. And we're taking suggestions for those as well. Yeah. So we really do appreciate that. Mm. But yeah, what a lovely... What are we hoping for 2024?
We've still got quite a lot more wheezing and groaning to do, haven't we?
We do, really? Yeah.
A lot to do, which we're more than happy to do.
I think maybe we'll crack open some more Hartnells at some point.
Yes, and, definitely.
Yeah.
And we should probably also thank Russell T. Davis for putting them all on iPlayer.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, because I was so sick and tired of ITVX and typing in Dr. W. Yeah. And it goes, nope, don't know what you want.
I think you want to watch Doc Brown, or you want to watch... Yeah,
it's just ridiculous. You want to see Doc Cotton, do you?
Yeah, Doc Martin, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see Doc Cotton.
Who was in Doctor Who, of course.
He was.
We should do that one at some point.
We should.
Yeah.
We've not done that one yet.
No.
Oh, there you go. Maybe as well we should do some guest ones as well at some point.
We need to finish Keith's time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we'll do that. Yeah. And so we've got maybe that's all of that in 2024.
Yes. Mm. We'll keep as usual, as per our mantra, we'll keep wheezing and a groaning.
We will.
We will.
And we have you as our lovely assistants along the way, then everybody's happy.
Wonderful.
We'll be back.
Mm. Oh yes, we'll be back.
Until then.
We look over, smile, and another podcast appears before us, like at the end of Adventure.
Oh, yes, lovely.
That's nice.
Yeah. And it's a podcast we don't like, so we just kind of go...
Oh, no. John Peterson's there.
We smile and it's my... Was it Lala made a porno?
Yeah.
Sneering.
We will just say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2024.
Yes.
See you then.
Goodbye.
Enjoying some alone time.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season. Another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. Groom is nervous. Answers twice. Oh, it's really kidding. But he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture that same sweet love nest and think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes, baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. Well, don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone her, he doesn't write. He says he's busy. She says, is he? Making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, only 5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says, you'll pay six to her. He says, judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, friend, you go to jail. You better keep her. I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks. Maybe fun, folks, but you'll get done, folks, for making whoopee.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.